personally in this kind of like waking up kind of mode right now.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily, as you wake up, it doesn't necessarily get easier. It gets better, but it doesn't, it's just like different kinds of challenges because not everybody else around you is waking up or on the same wavelength as you, or there's just different things you need to do to be able to live from a more, you're in a more loving, peaceful place, but you also have to be able to relay that and set up your environment to support that, which isn't always easy.
It's so true. It's so funny because a lot of people think, okay, I'm going to wake up, things are going to be easier.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easier. It's just, you're playing a different game.
Mm-hmm.
So I find the key to success is to live from your heart. So when you live from your heart, that means you're listening. So I'm going to use yin and yang for this one.
Yes, they're here.
So we have, we'll use this one. So we have yin, which is more like a female principle, which means listening. So basically what your heart wants you to know is two things. One, it wants you to admit, what is it that you actually want? And the second is for you to know that you're worthy. So know that you're worthy of your dreams and your aspirations. So basically start listening. And then the second one is the yang. And this is where we want to get into action. You actually need both to live a successful life. So some people are really good at one. They're really good at listening. Like they'll take all these personal development courses. They'll journal for days, but they're not doing anything with it.
Mm.
And some people are awesome at doing. They'll act, they'll do all these things. And then eventually they'll get to a certain point and be like, well, that wasn't meaningful. And that's not in alignment with what I want.
Yeah.
Why you actually need both. So why I'm saying that is that's the key to success, but that's also what it means to live in stage two.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't mean that there's more support than challenge. There's always going to be equal support and challenge. And if you can learn this now, you will save a lot of headache, a lot of misery, a lot of frustration. No matter what, there's always equal support and challenge. Always. Yep. So what I would say, or how I live my life, is I would rather challenge myself to live from my heart. So listen to what is it that my heart wants. So we can use coaching as an example. It scared the hell out of me, but I'm like, okay, I'm going to listen. I'm going to start taking action steps. Opposed to if you just stay in your comfort zone, if you're looking for things to be easy, or if you're waiting for someone or something to save you, or you're not willing to do the work necessary to live an amazing life, then you're going to be challenged by the universe. So
your rental's going to get flooded.
Exactly. You're going to get flooded. So I would rather challenge myself and be supported, and being supported in the way of having amazing relationships and having more inner freedom, abundance, whatever that might be.
Mm-hmm.
Just waiting and just looking for things to be easy and then receiving challenges.
Yeah. Because they will come.
They will come.
So you might as well just get ahead of the game.
Yeah. Call me a control freak, but I would rather.
Yeah.
Challenge myself.